From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Zimbabweans are hoping for a speedy and smooth resolution to the nation's sudden political crisis as opposition figures, civil society, and religious groups urge longtime President Robert Mugabe to step down in the wake of a military takeover.
Some key figures in Zimbabwe's opposition are proposing a transitional government ahead of the elections already planned for next year. Opposition leader Morgan Tsvangirai on Thursday urged Mr. Mugabe to resign.
Taking full regard of his legacy and a contribution to Zimbabwe,
the vice president Mugabe recently fired, arguably the catalyst for this military takeover, has kept a low profile. Emerson Mnangagwa says Piers Pigou of the International Crisis Group will lose credibility if he appears too close to the military.
It is absolutely critical for the new incumbents to be able to, I suppose, distance themselves as quickly as possible from the illegal actions of the armed forces here.
But Chitio says the negotiators have a lot to discuss. The crisis came out of a long-running, bitter rift in the ruling ZANU-PF party, which Mugabe has led for decades. Observers saw the move to fire Mnangagwa as a step toward the installation of Mugabe's wife, Grace Mugabe, as vice president. That would have put the unpopular first lady next in line, behind her 93-year-old husband. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
A lengthy investigation has led to the arrest of nearly 300 people said to be associated with the violent gang MS-13, a group that U.S. President Trump has said America should be rid of. Led by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, the operation swept up 214 MS-13 members in the United States. That's in addition to 53 members in El Salvador, the gang's home base, according to officials. This is VOA News.